Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Evening, boys.
Evening, Sally.
Welcome to The Chatting, your local pubcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Kirk.
I'm Mark.
And I'm the other Mark.
3 pints, Sally. And what are you having?
I'll have a strawberry daiquiri.
Cheers. I'll fetch him over.
Evening, boys.
Good evening.
It's got to be someone else's turn.
I thought I'd take my turn.
Liking this.
You even waited for me to breathe.
I did.
I thought,
how long could I leave it before? Because I knew you were waiting. I knew you were waiting in case somebody
didn't
did
even
it.
Breathe. You must have been sat there waiting with your breath ready.
Do you know the giveaway that you're going to breathe? You can see you concentrating like.
Yes.
I need to breathe
in.
Yeah.
To breathe in.
Yeah, it's like a conscious effort of.
Yeah.
How does this work? Oh, yeah, in
and out.
And out. That's why sometimes you have to keep looking at you because sometimes you do go a bit blue and it's like, oh, he's forgot.
He's forgot.
That is yeah. genuinely an inner monologue that's going on in my head repeated.
Yeah.
Breathe in, breathe out, breathe in. And it all depends what the situation is to how fast I get with that.
Oh, yeah.
If I'm getting a bit stressed out, it becomes more like breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out, breathe in, breathe out.
And you get to a point when you go, right, asthma attack. Yeah. Pretty much.
Right, boys. Before we start anything, I've got a bit of a random question.
Oh, okay.
So, it's not very deep or anything like that. But something happened at work earlier, and it made me think to myself, "Oh, I've never thought of that," and I need to ask your opinions on something.
Okay.
So it might not really apply to Rob, and you'll understand why. You'll understand why when I ask you the question.
It involves some kind of thinking then. And what he don't want to do is put you off breathing.
How very dare you.
No, it really only applies to people that are a bit taller.
Yeah, sure.
So, I don't think Mark's that much taller than me.
Well, I'm going to say I'm not that
you're
tall.
You're taller than Rob.
I'm taller than you.
You're taller than Rob.
And I'm short.
Anyway.
So what that makes you...
Very short.
Anyway.
Let's say you walk through a push door.
Yeah.
Yeah. And somebody's walking towards you.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. And you're stood in the way of the door, but you want to hold...
You've opened it.
I've opened the door, like pushed it.
And have you stepped in?
So I've stepped through because it's stepping into a corridor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And somebody's walking towards me.
Yeah.
Right? I want to do the polite thing and hold the door open for them.
Yeah.
But by this point, the person's already quite close.
Did you say them or her?
Her.
Right, okay. And is that...
This is about going under your arm, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, thanks. So...
Sorry.
So, they're already a bit too close to worry about repositioning my body because I'd have got in her way.
Mm.
Yeah. So the person was quite short. Oh. So I held the door open.
Above her head.
Above her head.
And patted her head as she walked under.
And it's not, I held the door and obviously held my arm as high as possible so she could walk under my arm. And it's not until afterwards that I thought, is that rude?
I don't think it's rude, no.
I don't think it's rude.
But the problem with that is that person might have took offence by it. But you don't know
but
that.
Why? But why would
Because people take offence by anything. Because they might go, what
you know, so really, the question is immaterial then, isn't it, Mark, in that respect? If people take offence to anything, this question...
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, the thing is, to answer the question, he could have done it to, say, 100 people. And you know that...
His arm would have been knackered,
it would have been tired. He could have done it to 100 people. And you know that the end of the day, you're not going to get 100 people that's going to go, yeah, we're absolutely fine. You're going to get some people going, no, I didn't like that. You're going to do, aren't
you? Taller people coming along in line doing limbo.
So,
shuffling under.
So, I get what you're saying about an individual, but you can't... you can't.
No, I know. That's the problem.
You can't. You can't warrant for that, can you?
No,
you can't.
No, you can't. Know,
what I'm talking about is, in general, do we think that that would be classed as impolite or rude or whatever?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Right.
No. You're overthinking.
I must admit, when I walk through a door, we've all been in that situation.
Walking through a door?
Well, you have,
yes,
because you, nobody can get under your door.
Yeah, no, otherwise, exactly. Rob, otherwise, we'd all be sat outside.
Very true. Three-year-olds would go under my arm, fine.
Yeah.
But however, when I open the door...
Hang on a minute. Rob, you know we're recording.
Yeah. When I walk through a door, let's say the door opens to the left, up against the wall, yeah?
I'm amazed. You breathed out and used your left hand at the same time.
Yeah, I know. Clever, right? Yeah. So I instinctively open the door, and then if there's someone there, I move towards the side of the door that my arm's at, and I put my back against the door using my body to hold the door open.
So if somebody's walking under your arm, you get closer to them and push them against the door.
No, I move up to my arm and stand with my back against the door and let them go in front of me.
After you've done a pirouette.
Yeah. So I'd never really...
I know you're talking... That's what... Kirk might have done that, but in this situation... Yeah. In this situation, that weren't possible for Kirk to do.
I also think that because of my height, I wouldn't think to do that because there's very few people that would go under.
It
would
be like... Rob would do it and be like, oh, yeah, we've got a pest problem.
It would be awkward. If I put my arm out and expected someone to go under my arm, it would be awkward because they would have to duck down.
Yeah.
So I guess it's just you live... You work out how you navigate these circumstances based on your own body size and whatnot.
You could show off the fact that you're wearing half a litre of Jupe. Come and have a sniff at this.
Come and have a sniff of this.
So the answer is that no, generally we don't think that's a rude thing to do.
No, I don't think.
It also depends on how you do it, your body language and what you said to that person. So if you do that, you go, come on, let me up, I'm not holding this older. Then they're going to be maybe...
Or as you're winking at her as she goes under your arm.
Or tapping top of her head like Mark said.
We have these conversations quite a few times. What gets you to think like that? Where does that come from?
Society.
Well, I thought he was going to say, because she, after all we said that, I thought he was going to say, because she was offended.
No.
She kneed me in the nuts.
Yeah. No, not at all. It was literally, I walked through the door, I held it open and she walked under my arm. And then as I let go of the door, I thought, I wonder if some people would find that demeaning. Because she was really short. So in my head, I'm like, Do people find that demeaning? Would it be okay if it was a dwarf or a small person that you did that? Or would that be accentuating the fact that they are short? Is it accentuating?
Isn't it mad, though, that society is getting you even to think like
that? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. There are things that we need to be more conscious of and think a bit more about, obviously. But there are some simplistic things that we do that out of pure goodwill and manners, as we would see, in politeness, as we've been brought up, you know...
I couldn't agree with you more, Mark.
Is it gentrification or what?
Yeah.
Maybe not to that extreme, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Basic manners. You know, I think it's a shame that we're forced to think like that. You know, I've got a bit of a story to tell you, and it was a bit strange, actually, which we'll come to in a bit, but while we were away, we went into the metro, and as we got there, there was... And I don't know why they were...
The metro?
You mean France?
In Spain, we'll come to it.
And what's the metro?
It's a train line.
All right, okay.
Underground, and it comes obviously over train lines as well. You've knocked me off my kilter here.
So you on
the anyway,
as
we were going down the stairs, I saw this lady, and she got a large suitcase. You know, one that you'd put into a hold.
Yeah,
you know, the one 20-25 kilos. That's
yeah.
And she's struggling with it down the stairs. And she's like clattering it and banging it. And she's obviously, you can tell she can't lift it properly. So I didn't really say anything to her. I just went, and I grabbed it and I lifted it. I might have muttered something, but I went, grab it. And anyway, and I grabbed it and I'm carrying it down the stairs. And I got two thirds of the way down. And then this guy who was clearly with her come up the stairs and took it off me. And it were like...
What, it grabbed it all, you know, like, in a sort thing, of, as in, almost, get off almost, that.
Well, not like that, no, but he were like, thank you. But like almost...
Yeah, almost like, that were my job. Where were you then?
But she was struggling all the way down from up there. And
where
I'm
were
like,
you then?
I'm not seeing someone struggling.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. It is that
be offended if you want, but I'm helping you.
Do you know what, mate? It's that bravado, isn't it? In that instance,
yeah, I am never going to live this down.
He weren't prepared to help her, or obviously had not thought about it. But the second that he sees another man doing it, he has to take.
Bearing in mind, I was with Helen and Darcy, so there's no like, no, you know,
yeah.
I mean,
but
he might have thought, where's he going with this case?
It's just that thing of, you know, because I can see that what you're saying. He didn't think you were nicking it. He knew exactly what you were doing.
But
he just didn't like it because that undermined him as a man.
Did,
I think.
Yeah.
Can I just say, Kirk, I think you look fantastic. You've lost more weight, haven't you?
Oh, shall I get dressed now, man?
You've lost more weight.
I thought that
you?
When he walked in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
You've had your hair cut. Now, I know that sometimes makes us look a bit slimmer in the face, but you've definitely lost weight.
Yes.
I'm glad I'm not wrong, because that would have been awkward.
It's a bit of a tough one for me to talk about today, because I'm mad at myself today. Because
why?
He's had a pizza.
Well, because I've proper been on it. Like, I mean proper. Probably what some people would say, unhealthy. I've been doing protein shakes, like meal replacement shakes.
I thought you meant I've proper been on it, as in I've had five pies.
Hang on a minute, don't ruin the story.
Yeah.
All right, go on.
So I've been proper on it, and I've been like literally doing intermittent fasting, but intermittent meaning 48 hours as opposed to 12 hours.
Okay.
I've been then doing meal replacement shakes. So like we're getting to a point where one day, I think maybe last week, I consumed 250 calories in 3 days.
Oh, wow.
Right. And I was going back to the gym. I went back to the gym and I felt great.
Yeah.
I didn't feel as great at the gym when I'd finished.
Yeah. Because she's not got much energy.
I went with Kylie and I was sat at the end and Kylie literally came up to me and was like, are you all right? Because you're pale and you look like you're going to throw up. And literally, I'd hit a wall because like, I had nothing to burn.
No energy.
Anyway. So, do you know what? I felt great. People started noticing. People was very much like, you are really losing weight.
Well, I've just said it to you.
My mum had bought me some T-shirts for the holiday that I didn't think I'd fit in because they were named T-shirts and I don't normally fit in named stuff. Went and tried them on. They fit absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, do you know what? We're getting there. And I got to the point where I'm like, at this rate, I'm going to be maybe less than what I were last time I went to Disney.
Wow.
And in that space of, I think, 6 days, I'd lost 6.5 pounds.
Wow.
And I felt fantastic. I felt, and I was like proper, and I was buzzing, and I was proper on track. I was ahead of my track where I wanted to be ready for Disney and stuff.
I feel a book coming.
Well, then the weekend happened.
Right.
And I'd booked the Friday and the Monday off work for a long weekend. I'd got a lot of stuff to sort out for the holiday and stuff. And Friday I was like, do you know what? We haven't been out for something to eat for a while. Let's go out, take the kids. I tried to make the right choice by going to a restaurant called Rancheros in Rotherham. So it's is it called Brazilian? Like Brazilian steak?
All you can eat.
And all you can eat Brazilian steak.
It is Brazilian,
Yeah, but it's like just grilled meats.
Rodrizio, isn't it?
You know, so say again.
Rodrizio, I think they call it, don't they?
What, the style of food?
I think so.
Oh, I don't know.
Maybe.
Oh. And the so I thought at least I'd make that right option. Salad and meat. Yeah. So had that, enjoyed it, no issues at all. But then Saturday I had to drive to Wales and back. In one day.
What for?
I went on a stag do event. I can tell you about it later if you want, because it is something that I did, which was quite different, that I'm trying to push myself out of my comfort zone a little bit. So we can come to that later. But again, it was about a 3-hour trip there, 3-hour trip back. I was hungry. I bought a packet of crisps, set a packet of crisps in the car. And then that night, we went to see my mum. And mum's like, oh, shall we order? So I ended up having an Indian. And then Sunday, Daisy's like, shall we have a Sunday dinner like tonight? And I'm like, yeah, great. But she's like, shall I cook it properly? And by that, she means roast potatoes done in duck fat and stuff like that. I'm like, yeah, why not? When's dinner going to be? Probably not till late. We was out and about. Kids needed lunch. Sod it, let's get a McDonald's. Got a McDonald's.
So it's going well.
And then had the Sunday.
He's playing fast food bingo, isn't it? I went for the line. Yeah. I'm going for a full house.
Had the Sunday dinner at night, which was immense, gorgeous. Daisy also decided she was going to cook a homemade apple crumble with fudge.
Well, why not?
With fudge pieces.
Can I just say we got to Sunday, yeah. And I was about to say I think you're being a bit harsh on yourself, yeah. Mate. It's Sunday that went downhill for me.
Yeah.
Not Friday.
Yeah.
Or not Saturday.
Yeah.
You were fine on Saturday. You had a packet of crisps.
They were making up for...
Well, bloody hell. You had a packet of crisps by the sound of it. And an
Indian.
Yeah, but the Indian, it's just one meal.
Yeah.
The crisps was
irrelevant. It was 14 stone.
Yeah. But Sunday, yeah, that wasn't great.
Yeah.
And there's the Monday to go, yeah.
And then Monday, we went down to see my mum again. She was not feeling very well. Went down to cheer her up a little bit and ended up ordering a kebab, which again I just ate the meat.
All right, well that's
I just ate the meat. Yeah. And bear in mind, so that when we went out on the Friday, that's the only meal I'd had all day.
Yeah.
When on Saturday, apart from the bag of crisps, the Indian was the only meal I'd had that day.
Yeah.
And then Monday, the kebab was the only meal I'd had that
so
day.
So let's just break this down for 1 second and just say you didn't have a bad weekend and you had a bad few days. You had a bad day. Sunday was the only day.
Yeah, but it just feels bad compared to what I were doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But let's just put it in perspective. What you were doing, it might have achieved great results. It wasn't perfectly healthy.
No.
So if it achieved results, great. And if you can continue to do that for a certain amount of time, great. But don't kick yourself for actually then eating normally.
Yeah.
And thinking,
I know.
I've messed up here because you haven't.
I felt great then and I feel bloated today and I feel as though I don't look as good as I used to. So now I'm not eating till Friday. But apart from that... I'll have
you
protein
know it is Friday.
Oh yeah, so sorry.
Now I'm eating when I get back.
I'm gonna eat when I get home. But yes, that's so. Thank you. Yes, I'm just in total since January. I'm just over 3.5 stone loss.
Brilliant.
And if I carry on with my plan that I want to do between now and Disney, I should have lost the other 0.5 stone. Which would have been a 4 stone loss for Disney.
Fantastic.
And then probably put a stone on while I'm in Disney, which then means I've got 2 stone to lose by the end of the year to get to where I want to be.
Sometimes, mate, I think when you're doing something like this, you need that little bit of something to happen to kick you back into and go, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
Which really shows that you care and you're on, you know, you're bothered. That's
but thank
great.
You. Yeah, well done. Thanks for noticing.
So what's everyone been up to then?
Not much.
Silence.
That's the end of the episode.
Right, on that note, shall we spin the wheel?
Mark's been away, aren't you? You've been away, aren't you?
Yeah, no, this is not faked on this. Yeah. This is a real
yeah, you do actually look quite brown. I mean, it's a bit dark in here, but you look, you do like you've got a nice glow.
Thank you.
Where did you go?
We went to Lorette de Mar.
Oh. Mm. I'm saying that because I've got a clue where that is.
You say it, Mark, because you asked earlier and I was like...
Lorette de Mar.
Say again?
Lorette Lamar. is that how it is? I've only heard it once.
Right. Lorette de Mar.
Lorette de Mar.
Hey.
There we go. Well, see, really I do speak
hoping
English.
You were never going to get it.
I'm guessing it's something on the sea.
Well,
de Mar means on the sea, doesn't it?
Yes. It's about it's a bit further north than Barcelona. Along the coast.
So it's in Spain?
Yeah, it's in Spain.
It's not in England.
You went to school on that day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it was lovely. Yeah, really nice.
Did you go up to much?
Yeah. So, yeah, did. Yeah, we went to Barcelona. That was the day when I did the suitcase saving for the
Have you been before?
No.
Lovely, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Did you go up there? Is it the
Last Ramblers?
Rambler. I'm going to say Shambles, but that's
York.
No, you didn't?
No. So we didn't really have a clear-cut plan.
I mean, that's kind of the main part of Barcelona.
Mm. Well, we may have gone up it then. I don't know. So there were two places I wanted to go. Was the Sagrada, the cathedral.
Yeah.
And to the Gothic Quarter.
Right, yeah.
No pubs on this list then?
We'll come to that.
Okay.
Yes. So we got off a place called El Clot, which doesn't sound very Mediterranean at all, does it? But yeah, we walked through Barcelona. It's a massive place. It's like London, isn't it?
Yeah.
Going for a day wasn't... I mean, yes, it was a great introduction, but I would want to go, I think, for a bit of a city trip and do it over 2 or 3 days, maybe 4 days, to take the whole thing in properly.
Yeah.
Because you sort of... we did just shy of 30,000 steps on that day, walking around Barcelona. So you're sort of walking and you're seeing loads of things, but not really spending much time doing any one thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I was a little bit disappointed because we were stood outside the cathedral and you've seen the photos with the flag, which I'll come to. And so we took the chatting flag, which we're going to do the flag on tour thing.
I'm going to be honest and say I haven't seen any church with any flag.
It's not a church, it's a cathedral.
I haven't seen a cathedral with a flag.
You're not on Facebook, are you?
You'll say no. I did, I saw it.
I saw it.
No, I've not seen it.
I saw it.
Yeah, well, these two are supporting our podcast. Yeah, you know, we've got a podcast.
I know, but I didn't realise he'd posted.
And we've got a flag.
Yeah.
And anyway, so the idea is we take this flag to different places.
Yeah.
And we have a photo taken in these different places called hashtag flag on tour.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It is, isn't it?
We should do that.
Yeah, we should. And I actually put it in the group. When you're also in.
When you said we, Mark's already doing it. Yeah. You don't even know about it.
It's brilliant. Yeah. So it's been to Silverstone because Kate Breads, they took it to Silverstone and put it up there. I've had it at Kendall and had people having photos with it at Kendall calling. It's been to Barcelona now and obviously Lorette Demar. Anyway.
It'll be in Disney soon.
I'll
take it to my kitchen. I'll take a picture of a kitchen. So it's getting around. It's getting around, isn't it?
Well, I think we should do that. But anyway, as we were outside the cathedral, because we were like, we want to go and see this because it's incredible.
This is Lagarda Familia.
Sorry?
Lagarda Familia. Is it?
No, it's Sagrada, and it's part of the...
Oh, it's Sagrada Familia, I think, isn't it?
This is this very unusual cathedral.
Something familiar.
I'm saying it wrong, but it's that. Yeah.
And it's just incredible. And it's like been going on for like years and years and years.
Yeah, they're still building it.
Still not finished.
Yeah, still
building it. Funnily enough, I went there maybe.
And it weren't built.
Maybe 25 times when I worked on cruise ships.
Yeah.
And I've never seen it uncovered.
No.
No.
Anyway. So I looked on the app and I thought, right, let's get tickets. I'd not pre-booked it or anything, because we were like, just do things on a whim. So got there, opened the app, and we were there on the Wednesday, and the earliest availability was on the Saturday. And I was like, gutted. Anyway, so we carried on walking around Barcelona. We took some photos of the cathedral from the outside, walked. Did you know they've got Arc de Triomphe in Barcelona? Have you seen that?
What, like a replica?
Well, I said I was going to look into it, but when we were trying to find the correct station to get back to where we wanted to go to at the end of the day, and obviously you're speaking in English and trying to speak a little bit of Spanish to people that can speak a bit of English and a lot of Spanish, and she said, oh yeah, you need 10 minutes that direction, Arc de Triomphe, and I'm thinking,
is that how she spoke?
Christ, am I walking to France? Do you know what I mean? And anyway. So we're walking, and Darcy said, oh, she got Google Maps up, and he said, no, it's saying through this park. And I'm like, really? Why would there be a station in the park? Anyway, we walked through this park, past this, like, gardens and museum thing, and then there was a huge Arc de Triomphe in these gardens, and I was like, wow. What? I've not done any research yet, so I've come actually a little bit ill-prepared. Turns out the station wasn't there, so we carried on walking through the park, and then we walked past the park and then opened Google Maps and we managed to find the station. It was actually behind the Arc de Triomphe and a little bit further.
So
the station was called
Arc de Triomphe station.
Something called, yeah, exactly. Really? Exactly, yeah. And that's, she wasn't referring to the actual landmark, she was referring to the station of the name, which, anyway.
When I said about Las Ramblas, that is literally the main road that takes you up to the cathedral.
That's what I was thinking.
It's a very long road, and the reason why you'll know it is because there's literally hundreds of street performers all the way down that
mime
road.
Mime artists.
It's more of a pavement than a road.
Yeah,
the roads are to the side.
Yeah.
Right. So we didn't walk down that road.
Right.
Did you have any problems with pickpockets?
Well, it's funny you should say that, and it's funny you should mention this Ramblers, because
this has been, he can't find his phone.
We spoke before we went to Darcy's rugby coach, Dave, and he's been, and he said, Ramblers is the big touristy thing if you want to go there.
Yeah.
Be careful in that area, though, of the pickpockets. Yes. So we were conscious. I said, right, Darcy, don't put your phone in your back pocket. Keep it, you know, either in your front pocket or in your hand, or, you know, so you know where it... So we were conscious, but we didn't really have any problems.
Well,
we didn't go into the thick of it. But we didn't know where these people or indeed where the Ramblers was. We were just walking. Do you know what I mean? And just following up, well, my nose, really. I wanted to go to the Gothic quarter because I wanted to see what that entailed and, you know, the architecture. And cause it's absolutely, it's so grand, isn't it? So, yeah, so we're just doing that. And then we're like, right, we need something to eat. And I kept saying to Ellen and Darcy, right, what do you fancy to eat? And I don't know if it's just me. And I'm going to sound, this is not me being sexist. But sometimes you ask a simple question and you don't get a straight answer. Yeah. Do you fancy tapas? And then I'm saying to Darcy, do you want some sushi? And knowing that Helen, one of her, on her list to do in Spain was, this time when we go, I am going to have tapas.
Yeah.
Darcy wants to have sushi, right? We're walking past tapas and sushi, nothing. Nothing coming back. And I'm like, all right, we'll keep on walking. Oh, this is nice, taking some photos and, you know. And then we cut down the past the old cathedral, the original cathedral, is it Basilica, the original one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we walked past what looked like an old castle. And then we turned a corner. And what did we find? An Irish boozer.
And that's where Ellen, we had tea.
Ellen, we're going in here.
There's always an Irish boozer.
You know what? We went inside. It was fantastic. You know, like when you go abroad and they'll have like a, oh, it's Red Lion and it's... And there's always an Irish boozer in there inside. Yeah. And they're all over.
The Irish boozers are very popular around the world.
However, some do it and because they sell Guinness.
Yeah.
And they have a, you know, I don't know, some four-leaf clover beer mats on table. They make a limp attempt at it. This place was fantastic. I can't remember the name of it.
O'Reilly's or something.
But you walked in and it were literally, the walls were covered in photos, posters, artwork of Irish people, whether it be like anyone from politicians to sports people to musicians. It was just like, wow. It was just proper. All the woodwork. It was traditional. It was if you'd have opened that door and walked out into, you know, and you'd have seen the River Liffey opposite you in Dublin, you wouldn't have been surprised. It was so authentic. All they played were Irish music. And I'm not just saying like traditional Irish music like the Pogues, U2, all that, you know, everything was Irish. It was just...
Very authentic. That's what you basically say. Were the staff Irish?
Yes, she was
Irish, really.
Very good. So Darcy had a cheeseburger.
I thought that would come
in. I had a pint of Murphy's. Oh, it was very nice.
Murphy's.
Yeah, I've not had it for years.
Wow.
You don't see it on sale anywhere, really.
No.
But I had a pint of Murphy's.
Did you eat there?
Yeah. What did I have? I can't remember.
I'm not going to lose any sleep if I don't know what you had.
Yeah, I can't remember what I ate. But the Murphy's were lovely.
Good.
Anyway.
They were drunk at that stage, I can't remember.
Yeah. What was I going to come to then? There was something...
Barcelona.
Yeah.
How many days were you there for?
On holiday or Barcelona?
Yeah. The whole
holiday.
One
day, I think.
We were there for a week.
Oh, brilliant. We're going to be here a while then.
Yeah. I've not finished in Barcelona yet. But it's just like London. It's just so vast. And the architecture, there's just so much to take in. And one day is just not enough. It's good to get a feel for it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not...
Weekend's good for Barcelona.
You don't want to feel like you're marching everywhere because you're not taking as much...
I have two questions once. Did you go on the cable cars?
No.
Did you see them?
Yes.
But you didn't go on them?
No, they were £1,000 each.
So you're talking about the ones on the marina, the harbour?
Yes.
No.
And second, did you watch the... I don't know the
name
of it.
You're not getting me on those cable cars.
Well, I haven't been on them either because of the height thing. And second, I don't know the name of it, so it was a long time ago, but did you watch the nighttime waterfall
spectacular? No, do you know something?
Spectacular.
It weren't until...
I've seen that, but I don't know what it's called.
Rackham's mum put a comment on some of my photos on Facebook and said, oh, have you seen the dancing fountains?
That's it, dancing fountains.
No, because we didn't stay till the night time. We got to about tea time and then we were like, right, let's start making our way back.
Okay.
But do you know what? It was great just jumping on a train. Well, we literally got the bus from the area in Lorette where we stopped. It was called Fennells. So we got the bus from there to the train station at Blarney's, jumped on the train, got off at like the Elcourt, and then we're two trains back, and it was just good because you were like going down this train line. It was so funny. Darcy and Ellen were looking out at window, and I don't know, Rob, you'll know. There's quite a number of nudist beaches along the line.
But why would he know?
I don't know because I've never been on train lines, but yeah.
Rob's already on booking.
He's going now.
He's getting booked.
And all I could hear was Darcy going,
Mum, that man's got no clothes on. It was so funny.
But you got to see so much, you know what I mean? You were
no, I mean it.
A bit more than you bargained for.
Are they looking at the trains and waving?
Just like playing volleyball and whatever else.
Volleyball,
so if
okay.
We could just summarise your trip to Barcelona then. You saw nothing that you wanted to see, but you did see an Irish bar.
Yes.
Yeah, Andy Murphy's,
There was something I wanted to say, and I forgot what it were now, but you've not been able to kill it. Anyway, so we stopped in Lorette, and yeah, lovely. What I had read it online, but nothing really sets you up for it. The beaches there are very coarse,
man,
as in rough.
Yeah.
Now,
like crushed seashells rather than sand.
Almost. Now, another pub that I went in Lorette, called the Nag's Head. Because you've got to, haven't you?
Le Nag's Head.
Yeah, no, it was run by a Cockney. And he called it, beaches around here, the cat litter. And that's how he described it.
Right.
And do you know what? That's probably the best description you could give it. Because it's not pebbles as such.
Yeah.
But they do call it a white, coarse sand. But it is bigger than sand, and it is quite hard on your feet. However, the locals, they're used to it, so then they just walk along.
Yeah,
so that was the only thing that took a bit of getting used to. So we got there. We've flown from Leeds Bradford. First night, obviously, we got there 11 o'clock or whatever, and they'd done us a cold dinner for his arrival. Went to bed and then
cold dinner.
Got up next morning, and then we were like went for breakfast, and it was quite strange because you got allocated times for your breakfast. Which worked to some extent. However, after that, the pool area then opens. The pool area opens at 9 o'clock. And now we were conscious, we're not going to do the old rushing around for sunbeds and whatever. But I did see some signs saying, do not reserve these sun loungers. So I thought, fair enough, we'll just join the queue to go out when it opens. So I was, I don't know, what, fifth or sixth in the queue to when the door opens, we go out. Literally walked through the door. And as I was going down the stairs towards the outdoor pool where all the sun loungers were, everybody from behind me were you could hear them shuffling and getting faster and faster and sort of pushing me downstairs. I literally got to the... And so the people that were in front of me had gone off to some sun loungers. I'd seen some. I thought, we'll just sit here. And as I walked towards them, I just saw these towels flying past me from behind. Honestly, there were a woman. And I'm going there. She wasn't the most athletic, but my God, did she move for these sun loungers. She probably didn't move from them all day, but literally like a poker dealer dealing these towels over my shoulder. And they were as I was getting to the sun loungers, these were coming over my shoulder and landing on them all, bump, 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 one after the other. And I was like, this is unbelievable.
She's good.
Anyway, and a guy came past her and he was doing the same, and I thought, sod you. So anyway, I got to a sun lounger and I thought, I'm not bothered. I was there before this guy, but I saw what he was doing. I thought, I'm going to sit on this sun lounger, regardless.
Yeah.
And it was in the middle of all these others.
Brilliant.
And I just saw him throw his towel, and I sat on it, and I just heard this from behind me. Ooh. So I just turned, laughed, got up. I'm like, come on, Ellen, we're going over here. And literally, there were loads available over on the side, but it was just like, really?
Yeah.
But they were all British.
Yeah.
And they say it's all the other countries that do it.
It's not. It's not. Definitely us.
We're the worst.
Yeah. I mean, 100%. We always blame the Germans, but it's us that are worse.
Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
I felt quite embarrassed from all like, this is, you really? You know, and like I said, not the most athletic, these people. And I were amazed that they made it down the stairs, let alone across to the sun loungers. But it was that important to them that they were like,
I'm that person in hotels like that have them rules. Leave your towel and it'll be removed. I'll do the hotel job for them. If them towels are not being used, I'll get up, take the towels and take it to reception.
Yeah.
And say, these towels have been left out for too long.
Yeah.
There you go.
They had gotten quite cute, the British, because when the lifeguards come on, first thing, they walk around. Obviously, they know what everyone's doing. They go around with a camera taking photos. And they're like, right.
Really?
Then they go and revisit. But what they...
a traffic warden.
Yeah. But what we'd noticed is that the groups would put one person in between two and they were sort of... it matters not really, but it just made me laugh. Important to them.
Told you about France, didn't I?
Yeah.
Where at France, at a certain time each day, they made everyone get out the pool and go and sit on the sunbeds. And anybody that wasn't sat... Once the pool was empty... Any sunbeds that got no one sat on it, the towel came off. Even if you were sat there and your wife weren't there, they'd say, no, sorry, you can't have it. It's not your bed anymore.
Yeah, and then it gets to 11 o'clock, and they're doing water Zumba, and it's like loads of people having an epileptic fit. Honestly, I've never seen so many people with such a lack of coordination. It's just like, can you actually see what the woman is doing in front of you? And you can see them like sort of doing what they're supposed to be doing, and you're like, no, you're not even wrong hand. You know, no effort. Yeah. It's like, you know
were,
I mean?
You, were you judging them?
Yeah,
7 out of 10
well,
for that.
There were one, and there were actually, as the instructor were doing it, a woman. She was just like a normal tourist. She stood next to her doing it for the crowd as well as the woman that would, as if liked as it, and she couldn't do it. So you could, she were out of time with the woman that were doing it, and it were like, oh, really?
You went to a water park, didn't you, or some?
Yes. Now that's going to come to something. Is that? So,
I'm glad everything else didn't.
Yeah, go, sir.
I'm glad you just skipped over everything else.
Yeah, it's dragging on this a bit, isn't it? So, you know these, I don't know if you've seen them.
This is normally where Mark comes in. If it's somebody else, normally Mark comes in and goes, right, handbrake turn, let's change topic.
Well, so we've seen, as we're walking along in the centre of Lorette, off the Lorette Beach, they got one of those massive inflatable assault courses floating in the sea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Should we go on that? Yeah, right. So, Ellen, do you want to go on it? She went, I'm not bothered. And it's a good job. She would have hated it. Anyway, so we went on beach for an hour or two, didn't see him, whatever, and splashing waves and that. And I went, right, come on then. Because I went up to see the person and said, oh, the next slot is 3 o'clock or whatever. So we went up and put his life jackets on and whatever and paid the people. And you have to swim out to it, and it's about 40, 50 metres off the
swim
shore.
Swim out to it?
Yeah.
I mean, hello. I mean, I'd be swimming to it and then go round.
I mean, hello.
Don't get me wrong. There is a rope line with, like, almost like, not like boys, but you know what I mean? There's, like, smaller boys, like, along this rope. And you can see some people pulling themselves along with it. But you've got these life jackets on, so you just sort of swim in.
I know, but it's the energy it takes.
Well, yes. And then when you get to it, you've got to climb onto it.
See, I won't be able to do that.
Out of the water. You can imagine, when you're at that point off the coastline, 40 or 50 metres, let's say, it's deep. Very deep.
Yeah, I can't touch the bottom with my toes.
Well, by all accounts, because the beach drops off quite steep at Lorette, I would say probably 3 or 4 metres from the moment where you touch the water, you can't touch the floor. And we're another 40, 50 metres.
Oh, dear.
So it's deep. So you're like trying to, Darcy's trying to get, so I've helped Darcy on, then I'm trying to clamber on. I'm like a beached whale. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not that big, but I'm like, this is hard work. We gets on, and obviously it's like bouncy castle material, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it's wet. Everyone's falling all over. And it's fantastic. It's really good fun. It's like, what do you call it? Is it,
Wipeout. The BBC programme. Wipeout.
Wipeout crossed with, what's the one where they used to wear the big inflatable suits?
Gladiators.
It's a knockout.
It's
like a cross between that.
Oh, it's a knockout. We're great. Yeah. Anyway, carry on.
So you've got all these like obstacles to do, and it's so well designed that they've got areas where you go onto like it's hard to explain, but it's almost like a half circle with like an inflatable boxing punch bag, if you like, stuck up the middle. So you can't walk over the centre of it, but the middle is too wide to put your arms around as well. Mm. So when you get onto this like semicircle thing, you're almost walking at an angle and trying to walk around it.
Yeah.
But there's absolutely no traction on it. So you can see everyone falling all over. So your only chance of getting around it is a run up, running across it, hoping that you don't, because if you slide off, you're in the sea.
Yeah.
My question was going to be, do you fall into the sea or do you just fall onto it?
No, you fall into the sea.
And do you have to go back to the beginning?
No, you just get back on where you want. Anyway, we got to this point and I'm like, come on, Darcy, let's go this way. And there was like a handle on the side and you grabbed onto the handle. Then there were some like handles, horizontal handles that to go across like a thin platform.
Yeah.
And as I went to grab the end handle, I grabbed it, but it was wet. And my foot slipped and that ripped, gone.
Yeah.
What, in the sea.
You pulled the handle off?
No, I'm just in the sea. And I'm like, oh, great. Don't get me wrong, I'm floating. And you can see around you at this point, loads of jellyfish. But these aren't, apparently, these aren't harmful. These particular jellyfish aren't harmful. But you can see them dotted around and it's like, amazing.
Amazing. I don't think amazing is the word I'll be using.
I reached up to grab this handle and it's out of my reach. I can't get out. I can't get hold of it. But luckily, there are handles around the bottom of the platform. And you're trying to lift yourself out of the water. I couldn't get out of the water. And I'm like, and Darcy's laughing. And I'm like, Darcy, I can't get out. I can't get. And I'm like, what do I do? I'm at the back of the assault course. I'm in the sea.
Nobody can see you.
All I've got
bye
is
bye.
Darcy. She can't pull me out. And I'm like, what do I do? And I'm like, come on, Mark, come on. So I got hold of the handle and I'm like, I'm like trying to push my, all my weight down to so thrust myself up so I can get my hand onto the handle. I managed to finally get onto it. Then I swung the other hand on. And it took so much effort to pull myself up. I got on. I must have been sat down for 10 minutes afterwards, just getting my breath.
Yeah.
I was absolutely
shocked.
They
normally have blow-up steps underneath, you know. You can't see them, but you have to put your feet in certain places and you can, and they help you up.
Right, well, no. Wherever you put
it,
your...
not paid enough
put,
for the,
wherever
for this.
You put your feet... I mean, what you could feel underneath was just, like, slimy because it'd been in the sea for so long. There was no visible sign of anything. I was, like, kicking around and moving my arms around.
Did you get
shocked.
A refund?
Sorry?
Did you get a refund?
No
steps.
So anyway, so finally got on. Then we've got an hour. Well, we've got an hour on there altogether. So I'm like, another 50 minutes of that after I've been struggling for so long. Then when you finish, jump back off and swim back to the shore.
There's no... Can't you pay extra for boats?
Honestly, I've got a photo. Ellen took a photo of me. And literally, I'm just on the beach, hands on my knees, like bent double, looking at her going, what on earth have I just done?
Yeah.
I was absolutely shocked. And it got me thinking. So, along with other things.
Idea for us?
No.
Oh, thank goodness for that.
There were two things that were going through my head while I were on this assault course. One was, Helen would have hated this, and Kirk would have been crying his eyes out.
Absolutely. I wouldn't have gone in.
I know.
I wouldn't have gone in. Do you know what? At a push, I could have used that rope to pull myself there.
Yeah.
And then I'd have just floated there.
Yeah.
With my life jacket on, bobbing around, kind of going, well, I can't get on the thing.
Yeah.
No one's strong enough to pull me onto the thing. That's it.
The number of times that people fell off this thing, it was just so funny. And
is that what you meant by got me thinking?
Well, sorry, I did miss a bit. Now, people that know me quite well, some of our listeners probably don't, but I've got this tendency to make quite, shall we say, effeminate noises when I'm in a bit of a struggle, shall we say.
Yeah.
Or if something surprises me or something's not going... You know, it's a plan sort of thing. And the number of people on this assault course that were just laughing at me, looking at me and laughing. And they were like, stop it.
From the beach or from
well,
the...
Well, actually...
Or from the...
Well, I'll come to that.
Okay.
So, and there was... So, you could hear... There were like lasses and that sat around and they were like, can you stop? Because we can't carry on. Because they were like laughing at me. And anyway, I'd finished on it and we got back to the shore and I went, did you see us? And she went, see ya? Oh, you're the only person I could hear. And I was like, you're joking. Every time I sleep.
I must admit, I've been on one of them in France.
Yeah.
It wasn't in the sea, it was on like a lake. And I remember when they said it's an hour, and I was thinking, an hour? Are you joking? I was like, it's like 30 quid or whatever it were, £20 for an hour. I was like, chuffing, I thought we were going to be on here for about 2 or 3 hours. I couldn't have done more than an hour. I were absolutely knackered and I didn't have a swim to do, just stepping on it and going round it.
Yeah.
It absolutely takes it out of you. It is exhausting.
Well, can I just interject here, because obviously when we went to Caribbean, we went on a banana. Did you come on banana boat with me? We're at Caribbean, we went on a banana boat. Can you remember?
I don't remember any of us going on a banana boat.
I thought I think I remember Daisy. So
Daisy went on.
With that, that day that you went swimming with turtles or something, and Daisy come back hammered.
No, that was just me and Daisy and Gemma.
Right.
Yeah, when we went on that little private island.
Oh yeah.
I mean, this is not. I'm not going into a full story. Yeah,
we went to that little island that had a water park on it, and it had. Turtles. Do you remember?
Nope.
Me, Daisy and thingy went snorkeling.
And you got alcohol.
And you could
and
even
food.
Go scuba diving. We didn't do
we'll
that.
We'll come back
though.
To you, Mark, to bear with us. Can't you remember that?
Nope.
Yeah, it went.
Well, anyway, that's not the story, but we went on a banana. You didn't want to go on it, Kirk.
Surprise.
And I thought, how bad can it be? It looks like a lot of fun. I found that hard work and I only sat on it.
I went on banana boat and didn't go on it. Yes.
And that was the scariest thing I ever did. I mean, it was going about 400 miles an hour. nothing to grip onto. I thought, I don't want to fly off into the sea.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, I remember coming off and going, that was great. And you were like, white. And you went, I didn't enjoy that.
I didn't enjoy that at all. There's water going in my face. I'm like, I thought it was like going to be a leisurely sort of cruise round on a nice plastic banana. So Mark, you know, I'm with you with these flayables. They hard work, aren't they?
Yeah, and so there's that, and then all you can see, because obviously the weather's lovely, and all you've got is guys walking around with no tops on, all ripped. Do you know what I mean?
I weren't there.
Even guys in like in the 70s and 80s, they've got some definition, and you can, you know, they're living healthy, they fit and everything, and you're like thinking, what am I doing? I must look like a right old fart. I really did feel my age, and I was like,
what am I doing? Come along, we're going to pub.
Yeah. Exactly.
Come on, off to Irish bar.
I ended up doing a thing.
Doing a thing?
Yeah. So there were one night I was sat there and I'm feeling really old, and I'm like, do we get myself in some sort of check here? So I filled in an online...
Was this as you were putting the Guinness to your lips?
I was probably a few deep at this point.
Right.
I did an online inquiry thing, and today I got a phone call and ended up booking onto it.
What is it?
A bit on about.
So I'm doing a 4-week, it's an introduction tour, but I think it could potentially become long-term.
Swimming.
Kickboxing.
Oh, fantastic. Oh,
right, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, I'm going to get myself fit.
What made you think kickboxing?
Well, you know when, and I'm sure these things are listening to you. These phones, right.
100%.
Phones are listening to you,
100%.
Aren't they? Yeah. I've said to Ellen, when we're walking around, Ellen, I'm really out of shape. I felt so unfit on that. I was struggling and this and that. I need to get myself in shape. The first time you sit down and open your Facebook, and all you've got is adverts. Men, why do you would try this 4 weeks introduction to this and that and the other, and I'm like, maybe. So I thought, I'll put my details into it and that. Thought nothing else of it. And then obviously, yesterday I got the phone call originally, but we were busy, so she said, I'll call you back tomorrow. So she called me back today, and I'm signed up.
Brilliant. Why don't you do it, Mal?
Kickboxing? Are you having a laugh? I can't even kick.
Out of a paper bag.
I can't even touch my toes. Can you imagine me on course?
You do realise, Mark, that you can't, every time someone kicks you, you can't go, ooh.
Well, this is the thing I'm going to ask me if I can film it. Could you imagine?
So overall, Mark, enjoyed the holiday.
Loved it, yeah.
You go back to Lloret de Mar?
I mean, yes and no. Two reasons. Yes, because it's a lovely place. You've got the heavily touristy area, the centre where all the kids go to the clubs and all that sort of stuff.
Kids?
Well, they are, aren't they, to us now? Yeah. Great. I mean, I'll have a slice of that still anyway. So the beach thing, we bought scotch. You know, the tennis ball that sticks.
Oh, God, is that still a thing?
Well, it took me ages to find a place that sold them. We bought two sets because obviously...
What is it?
It's the Velcro pads with the tennis ball that sticks to them.
Oh, what's it called?
Scotch.
Scotch, okay.
Trying to describe that to people that speak very little English is quite difficult. So I'm going, you've got scotch? They're going, huh? And I'm going, scotch? Huh? And I'm going, you pull off. And they're going,
pull scotch.
It's pull off.
Yeah. And I'm trying to, and they're going, no. And then they're like showing me like bat and ball and stuff. I'm like, no. I said, like similar, but stick.
Velcro.
Sticky. Catching.
Sticky catching.
Yeah.
Catch, sticky Vicky.
Yeah, anyway. got to a few.
What do they call it, by the way, in their language then?
By all accounts, I don't even think there was a name on the... When I finally found it, it was just like... They were just in a packet, but I don't think they were like a title on it.
They've got to name it somewhere. When they're ordering it online, what do they order?
Made in China.
Sticky Bolo.
Yes.
Sticky Bolo.
Anyway, managed to get one of them. But obviously... couldn't really play it on the main beach unless we had trainers on, but then you're getting this sort of sand into you. You're a bit too rough to run on. Do you know? Because we're not.
Who's running on the beach?
It. But we did manage to find another beach, which were a 40 minute walk. That were lovely, that, by the way.
Mark, I believe the question was, would you go back? You said, what
I've
reason?
Got lost in my head here. I'm just saying it.
Scotch.
For some reasons, yes, and for some reasons, no. But however, lovely place.
What's the reasons now? Because of the beach?
It took him too long to find scotch.
Yeah.
Well, that's not their fault, is it?
Yeah.
Mark, have you ever been to Ibiza?
No.
That's somewhere you should go.
Yeah?
It would suit you, yeah.
Hang on, you do realise that he's been to where he's been and he feels old. You send him to Ibiza, he'll feel even older. Well,
if you went to San Antonio, you'd feel old. Well, outside of San Antonio, you wouldn't feel old in Ibiza.
Well, just to let you into something, and I've not taken her up on the offer, but Helen said to me about 2 months ago, Mark, I think you should get yourself off to Ibiza next year for a month.
Yeah, I agree.
Take your headphones and take some music.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
I completely agree.
I couldn't do it.
Well.
But she wouldn't be there.
Well, no.
She literally stabbed me past it, Mark. Get yourself off. And I'm like, what? Really?
Yeah. I get what you mean.
What a wife.
Like, yeah. I get what you mean.
She's sick of me, that's what it is.
I think if it was plausible and possible regarding jobs, family and stuff like that, I think that if she was to say to you, let us do this, do you know what I mean? And I think you'd consider it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
But the thought of you doing it on your own, Helen not being there, you know, finding out how to eat.
What if you just did a week? Sorry? What if you just did a week?
Yeah, but you wouldn't find enough opportunities in that week.
No, you wouldn't. But
she literally said, why don't you go for a month? Mm. I'm like, that's nearly all my holidays, Ellen.
Yeah.
You know. But I mean,
you would like it though, mate. Outside of San Antonio, all the beaches are amazing, the views, the sunsets, everything. The people that are there, mate, it's very bohemia. And you would really, really enjoy that. But then you can nip in and go into the, you know,
and have
a bite of it.
Yeah.
So have we got time for me to tell you what I did on Saturday, or...
What did you do on Saturday?
What did you do on Saturday?
Hang on. We know what you were doing. You were eating loads of food, weren't you?
Oh, no. Saturday night
was just... Yeah, he went to a stag do.
Yeah.
In Wales.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So, yes, Rob, I went to a stag do on Saturday. So the stag do, in all fairness, was Friday, Saturday, Sunday. But I'd got stuff to do. I'd got the kids... You know, so I couldn't really go for the full weekend.
Whose was it?
So it was my future brother-in-law's, so Twan's.
Oh, right, okay.
And so I wanted, obviously, to make the effort and go and join in. So they were doing an activity on the Saturday. Okay. So I said, well, do you know what? I can't do the full weekend thing or whatever, but I will come for the activity on Saturday. And in all fairness, Twan, bless him, was very much like, yeah, but that means you're driving to Wales and then driving back. So I'm like, it's fine. It's just a bit of driving. That doesn't bother me at all.
No, you do that every day.
It's a long way to Wales.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just a bit of driving.
Bit of driving. Yeah. Okay.
So I said, that's not a problem. So he's like, oh, cool. So I was going for the activity. Now.
Can't wait to hear what this activity is.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. I was nervous about it. Now, you guys know me better than most, all right? And you know that I ain't someone that likes to step outside of my comfort zone.
Yep.
Right? I like sitting around a pool, glass of champagne, maybe the odd cocktail, at a push, I might get in the
jacuzzi,
all right? And that's even a bit of a push.
Yeah.
I'm not someone that really pushes myself into things that, you know...
Yeah.
Involves standing up,
involves moving, just involves, like, I don't know.
Interacting with human people.
Yeah. No, just activities in general. Yeah. You know, I'm not a massive, like, activities person. So I thought, no, but I want to make the effort, yeah? Mm. So I was a bit nervous, the fact that he told us that we was going to do downhill quarry karting.
Ooh.
Okay.
That sounds fun.
So this is in a place called Zip World in...
Oh, Zip World, yes.
Zip World. I would to go there because it's got the longest zip line in Europe, hasn't it?
In the UK, I think.
Oh, I don't know. I thought it was
Might
Europe.
Be Europe. Yeah. It might be. I don't know.
I thought it was Europe.
Yeah. Well, they've actually got about 21 different zip lines.
Right.
Approximately.
Yeah. and I didn't realise how big this place was. So I'd heard of Zip World before. But I've got to be honest, I honestly thought it was some sort of shack there that had a zip line that people would go up, pay the money and do the zip line. Yeah.
They're all slate mines, aren't they?
Yeah.
Slate quarries.
Yeah, slate quarries. But the thing's massive. Like, you can do, obviously, this quarry karting, you can do this underground adventure, you can do these 21 zip lines, you can do this... air something or other. It's like it's the proper
like bridge walks, not exactly. Bridge walk.
Yeah, it's like a proper place.
Yeah.
And when I got there, it was rammed. It was heaving.
Really?
Like literally.
Wait, you're in 6 week holiday still.
Loads of people. and so I was a bit concerned about this. So I'm scared of heights.
Yeah.
When I started looking at this online and realised that these carts are, so there's no engine or anything on them. The free falling gravity, and even just with free falling gravity, you can reach speeds of up to 25 miles an hour.
Are you on a track?
No.
Oh, okay. You're just going downhill, basically.
You're going down the side of a quarry.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Right. So honestly, my brain was like, I don't know whether I can do this.
Yeah.
Genuinely. Yeah. You talk about someone that isn't really good at riding a bike, has the balance. I literally can fall over just being stood up. As in not moving, and I can just all of a sudden nearly fall over, right? I can't roller skate, I can't rollerblade, I can't ice skate.
He can't walk down streets. He can't walk around Medwall.
Literally, I'm just not very good at stuff like this. I'm just really not.
I've just got a vision of Kirk on them, Fisher Price roller skates that you put on, and then squash them on your feet. It ends up.
Yeah. Mark put me off ice skating when we went once, and he nearly got his hand chopped off.
Yeah,
and ender his little finger.
But
my balance is awful, and I'm not, you know. So, but I went, and I thought all the way. I thought just, and I were a bit quiet, but luckily the people that we went with, they also know me. A couple of listeners out there that I know listen to us regularly, but they know me, and they were very much aware that this isn't my thing.
Yeah,
this just isn't my thing, right? But fine, and got us elbow pads on, and got us gloves on, and then got us helmets on. And I even said at the time, I'm like, I normally have a rule: don't do anything that involves wearing a helmet, because it normally means it's dangerous, and I don't do dangerous stuff, right? You're talking about someone that I wouldn't even climb trees when I were a kid.
Yeah,
would I?
No.
That wasn't me.
No.
So I'm like, but I have had this thought process over the last maybe three months or so that I need to push myself a bit. I need to stop being a pussy. It's as simple as that.
I didn't want to say it, but...
But I do. I need to stop it. I need to stop overthinking these things.
Yeah, yeah.
And stop writing myself off. I'm not even 43 yet.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Let's say on a good run, I'm halfway through my life. That's it.
I know on a lot of occasions, some of these things that you've not done has actually been down to your weight, hasn't it?
Weight, absolutely.
It's been you're conscious of your body and how big you are and things like that. But yeah, I understand what you mean. And I saw it a little bit when we went to Jamaica. We didn't go to Jamaica.
Caribbean.
Yeah. And we did things, you know, I'm not saying you would have done the walk ziplining thing we did.
Yeah.
But, you know, that sort of thing.
He went top banana boat, weren't
he? Even if you weren't the size you are, you'd still probably turn it down or would have turned it down.
A lot of it is weight driven.
Yeah.
I mean, even this that I was doing, that I did on Saturday, I was a bit conscious at first because I knew there were a weight restriction on it.
Right.
And I was, now don't get me wrong, because I'd lost the weight, I was under that weight. I was well under the weight. I was about a stone under the weight that I needed to be. But it just starts to tick in your brain of, well, does that mean that they're a bit small? Does that mean I'm going to be able to fit in the cart? Does that mean I'll be able to get out the cart once I'm in the cart?
Yeah,
but these are all things that,
genuine,
a lot of people don't necessarily have to consider or think about.
No.
You know, I don't want to look an idiot. Yeah, that's the biggest thing. I don't want to be that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, look at Fatso there, can't even get out of a cart.
Do
you get what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like when you talk about that water thing or whatever, yes, there's the water issue for me straight away, but the main reason why I wouldn't even entertain something like that is because I wouldn't want to get there and not be able to get on it.
Yeah, yeah. But to be honest with you,
because it's a waste of money.
I'd not even considered it for a thing.
Yeah.
I thought you'd get, anyway.
So, and that's the thing, and especially when you are the bigger one of the group and stuff like that, you don't like having attention brought to you.
Mm.
You know, it's a fear where I talk about Disney. I was talking to you about it the other day, weren't I, Mark?
Yeah, you
were. Biggest fear, I'm so excited about Disney. It's like my head's going to pop, right? I'm so excited about it, but there's that little niggle in the back of my head thinking, all I've been watching is videos on plus size riders and what size can you fit on rides, because the thought of going with my kids to a ride, going to get on the ride, and being told you're too fat to ride it in front of your children is horrible.
I'm telling you now, if you go even looking the way you are now, they aren't going to stop you from going on any ride.
Yeah, I think there's a couple, but anyway, the fact of the matter is,
the Americans would never be able to go on.
This is what sometimes drives me to not do stuff.
Yeah.
All right, and I mean even to the point where Volcano Bay, we're going to Volcano Bay water park,
yes.
And I've already said that I won't go on any water rides. Yeah, we've paid to hire a cabana. I'm going to get in the cabana and that'll be me. Done.
So this overcoming your fears is going really well.
However, yeah, but this is what I mean. However, Daisy literally said to me the other day, she's like, I'm not having it. You've said you want to push yourself out of your comfort zone a little bit. I'm not saying that you need to go on the vertical drop slide
or
whatever.
I think you should do. Me and Rob went on it, didn't we, Rob?
So she's been on Amazon and bought him some armbands.
Yeah. But she's like said, no, I'm not having it. Yes, relax in the cabana or whatever, but you are going to come on some rides.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you're going to do it with your kids, and you're going to, because she's noticed that Noah's started to go, well, I'm not going to go on it. And she's like, you need to be that person.
Yeah. And the thing is, they're memories for the kids.
Yeah, exactly. So I do think I am going to try. However, Saturday came, went and got my crash helmet on, went up on this, you go up in this like old army lorry thing that you go up in. Ooh. So bear in mind, right, it takes between 15 and 20 minutes to get to the top in a lorry.
I bet it doesn't take that to get back down.
Right? No, it doesn't. Right? And I'm like, right, and then you go in. And by this point, by the way, it's pissing down with rain.
Oh, no.
Right? It's wind.
Welcome to Wales.
Yeah, exactly. It's windy. Right? I hadn't even took a jacket or a coat, and I'm wearing jeans.
And I bet you're still hot.
Right? I wear hot, but I'm wearing jeans. Then you go in to this thing and have a briefing, and basically people tell you, well, if you crash, this is what you do when you crash. And
crash?
This is, Who's
crashing?
Yeah, this is what you do if you come up, fall off your cart. This is what you do, you know, make sure that you get, you know.
And
it's got videos of this person, like, fell off cart, cart's on top of him, and he's waving to lorry that's coming up the side of the road next to him to get someone's attention.
Don't drive over me.
Do you know what I mean? I'm like,
and then they finish by saying, and if you die... we don't take any
responsibility. We've already signed a waiver.
Please sign this waiver here to say that we are not responsible at all for any fatalities.
That was the first thing we had to do and sign. So I'm like, oh God. Anyway, gets out. First things first, gets in the car. Fits lovely. No issues at all. No issues getting into it or whatever. I'm like, all right, okay, sound. Then I started moving the car and realised that, because obviously it's got brakes on it, realised the brakes were actually really, really key. Like, properly key. And I'm like, oh, okay. I instantly felt as though I had some control.
Can you just set a scene? So are you in this cart on your own?
Yes.
And what does this cart look like?
It's like a three-wheeler trike sort of thing.
Three-wheeler?
So like one wheel at the front, two quite wide wheels at the back.
Yeah. Are you low down in
really
it?
Really low. You're almost sat on the floor.
Right, okay.
Is there windows or sunroof or all that?
No.
No? It's open.
Yeah. So imagine like a go-kart, but three wheels. Yeah.
Do you pedal it?
No. You put your foot on pegs at the front.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you've got like almost like... bicycle handlebars.
Right. So how does it move
brakes.
Forwards?
Gravity.
Going
what I'm saying is, so you don't start off on a flat?
Well, I will come to that in a minute, but no.
Right.
No. Fundamentally, it's all gravity fed.
So are they like...
Starting blocks.
Are they like fastening them with a harness or something, holding them up so they don't go down the hill without you?
Just to be clear. The bit where we're stood up at the top is flat.
Right.
And then basically you use your legs, your feet
shuffle.
On the floor.
You shuffle forwards.
To shuffle forwards to,
like
to the start. Yes. Yeah. Or some people using the hands on the back wheels. Because the back wheels are almost level with you.
Right.
Is there no staff just to push you off, or is that...
No, there's only one guy up there and he's waiting at the start thing for you.
Well, I'd be like, well, I've paid enough. I want to be pushed off here.
So then literally I'm like, but by this point, because I knew that I could control the speed, do you know what I mean? I was like, and you get two goes. So I thought, do you know what? I'm going to take it steady on my first one.
Yeah.
Get the lay of the land.
Yeah.
You know, and then if go I feel like it, I can then go for it on the second one. And I set off, and there's a bit where you go down, they tell you to go down and then stop at about 20 yards down, give them the thumbs up, he'll give you the thumbs up, and then you go, because they kind of let you off one at a time.
Yeah.
You're still on the track together, if you like, but there's a gap between each of you. And as soon as I set off from that beginning bit, I knew I was going to be all right. Because as soon as I set off, I was like, A, this ain't as fast as what I thought it was going to be.
Right.
B, I felt completely in control of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, I realised that I enjoy like go-karting or racing or whatever, and because I do simulator racing and stuff like that, I know it sounds daft, but I understand corners and I understand I understand what the mechanics are to best get round the corner.
You're usually turning out when you go round the corner. Anyway,
so that was it. So basically, as soon as I, now the problem were where they tell you to stop is fine, thumbs up, but then it's you're on a flat. So it's like, I don't understand why they tell you to stop here.
Yeah.
Why do they do that? Because actually, if you go from the start where he is stood from a start, you start on a downhill and then you'd carry momentum.
Yeah.
I don't understand why they did it, but whatever. So then at first, I, like, thumbs up, he give me thumbs up, and then I'm finding myself like having to shuffle forward
like Fred Flintstone
to get a bit of momentum. But then as soon as you go out first corner, it starts to dip, and then it does pick up speed. But by this point, I'd already felt confident with what was... Now, don't get me wrong, it was very bumpy.
Yeah.
And I mean very, very bumpy.
Yeah.
At one bit, I hit this like pothole, and because I'd got my visor like probably halfway down on my helmet to leave some space, you know, so it doesn't steam up.
Yeah.
And I hit the pothole that hard that it closed my visor on the thing. So it was very... But then like you go like under a tunnel and then you're through. And literally, I absolutely loved it. Absolutely loved it. And I end up overtaking... I caught up with two people and overtook two people on my first run.
Yeah.
And then obviously back up for the second one, I let go a bit more on that one as well.
Yeah.
The only problem were with the headwind picked up a little bit on the second run. And there are maybe two or three parts that are like flat. And obviously you're hoping that you've got a bit of momentum up to carry you over the flat. But this is again where being a bit heavier doesn't help. So being a bit heavier and with a headwind, there was probably on the second run, I came to a complete stop twice where again I had to almost like shuffle myself forward, but loved it, and I'm absolutely going back, absolutely doing it again.
Ooh.
Gonna take the kids next year. Open invite for anyone that wants to go to Wales.
Go from 0 to 100 miles an hour
for a week. For a
weekend. He's buying shares in company and everything.
So, and I also want to be able to lose enough weight to do that zip wire.
Well, I was just about
because
to say,
I watched them doing it, and my God, does that look amazing?
Yeah, mate. I was going to say I will absolutely come, but you're going to do the zip line. Yeah, with us,
as long as I can get below the weight, because it's quite a low, not a low weight, but.
Yeah,
I will have to come because this is the first time I've ever been invited to something by any one of you.
Well, we'll have to take caravans because obviously take your caravan, you can stay in that area for a few days.
Well, yeah, I mean, we're thinking of getting an Airbnb with a nice hot tub like, but you guys crack on and bring your caravan.
In that
and
case,
I'll be doing your Kirk. So the zip wire, your weight you are now, could you not have gone on it then?
No.
There were definitely no.
Definitely no.
Right, okay.
But by the way, not just me, there were also other people in our group that are smaller than me, lighter than me, that still would have been too heavy for the zip wire.
So I need to get to your weight before we go so I don't have to go on it. And that's what I need to do. So I don't like heights.
What's interesting about that zip line is you laid down.
Yeah.
And I actually quite
head first, didn't
it? He said first, and it's fast.
Yeah.
Oh,
but
I've
did. But the thing is,
well,
I looked at it, and instead of me going, "Oh my God, never," I looked at it and went, "That looks actually quite fun."
Haven't they got something in Vegas where you go through like a shopping
mall? Down the street.
Aiden has been on that zip wire at Zipworld. She's got she's got the video of it as well.
Oh really? What, the big one, the main one?
I don't know which one.
There's lots of different ones.
I don't know which. She's been on one. It weren't a short one. It was quite a long one.
Yeah.
And she don't like heights either. So.
Well, speaking of zip wires.
Yeah.
Shall we spin the wheel?
Oh, but yeah, let's.
Go. Oh, it's spinning!
What's it gonna be?
Oh, I'm just so excited! Come on! He's nearly there!
The Wheel of Features!
Right then, nothing to go through from last week, because it was dead or alive.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
So, shall we spin the wheel?
Yes.
Let's spin it. Are you ready?
Yep.
Yeah.
Ooh.
What's it gonna be?
To you today's broadcast.
I have a dream.
They think it's all over. It is.
It's one small step for man.
You must stay at home.
Today in history.
Right, guys, so it's a today in history.
Oh,
today's date.
I feel like it's been ages since we've done one of these.
It has. I think last time I did it, like 3 months ago. So today's in history, 12th of September.
Yep.
Today's date. We've got loads of stuff for you for today. So we're going to go way back in time, start from the beginning as we normally do. So we started in 1440.
Wow.
Right, a long time ago. Now, I was amazed when I learned this fact. This was when Eton College was founded.
Ooh. That's a long time ago.
Who found it?
Who found it? Well, I can tell you. It was King Henry IV.
Ooh. Wow.
I mean, that were a long time. I mean, Eton College.
That's a long time ago, isn't it, really?
That's
a long
time ago. That must be one of the oldest college.
Well, I don't know if it is, but it could well be.
Goodness,
I mean, I don't know if Cambridge or Oxford.
It's older than our cat.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. I'm thinking, your cat? I didn't know you had one.
Do you mind? I'm doing just an initial.
Sorry.
And the prefects back in those days, because they had prefects back then, one of their duties was to make sure nobody got dirty faces. Oh, because obviously they
had, was you a prefect there?
Well, no, I were a bit earlier than that, but they weren't open, so right. I had to just study at home. So we're going to 1609 now,
right?
Ooh. So Henry Hudson began his journey up a river, right, in his ship, the Half Moon. Right. Mm-hmm. Well, he started in New York.
Is this where the Hudson River was named?
Yes.
Sorry.
Oh, that's that over the way. Yeah. Well, exactly. That's what his name's Henry Hudson. He started in the New York Harbor and went 150 miles inland up this river.
Mm-hmm. Where did the ship come into it?
So no, his ship was called the Half Moon.
Ship.
So what was
ship?
Ship. His ship. So yeah, go on, Mark.
To this point, then everyone else went. A river with no name.
Well, nobody knew the river was there. Because nobody had been up there. This is 1609.
Oh.
So at 1609, he was in New York Harbor, and they went up this river.
Oh, I'm going to turn right here. Everyone turns left, I'm going to turn right.
He went up there, and obviously nobody had been up there, because bear in mind, he went 150 miles.
Yeah.
Right, and then he were like, I mean, I don't know how that works, because obviously he went up this river, so they knew where the river was.
Yeah.
And he went up 150 miles and then discovered the river. Well, surely he discovered it when he started on the river, surely.
You think so?
But
I mean, don't say that. I can't, you know. But anyway, he discovered it, and it's called the Hudson River. So you're right, Mark, yes. Oh. So that's where it's got its name from.
My apologies.
it's all right. So 1878, right, Cleopatra's Needle, which is erected in London, that's when it was first installed.
Wow.
So have you all seen Cleopatra's Needle in London?
I probably have, but I can't picture it.
It's on the embankment of the River Thames. So if you've ever been to Embankment Station, Tube Station, it's there when you come out.
Right, okay.
And if you Google it, if you see a picture of it.
I will have seen it. You've
probably walked past it. Now, that was 1878, right? However, the needle itself dates back to 1450 BC.
BC?
BC, and it was gifted to London from Egypt.
Wow. But
was it gifted or did we steal it?
Borrow
it.
Well, it does say gifted. Right. However, it was gifted in 14 BC. However, they couldn't transport it because they didn't have transport to get it over here. So it weren't transported over until 1878.
Oh, wow.
So AD.
Amazon sent it.
Yes.
Wow.
So that's a bit bizarre. So
that time, it was like, let's have a look at what you could have won.
Well, yeah, it's a bit like, you know, getting a big
You live in Wolverhampton and you've won a speedboat on Bullseye.
A big cuddly toy or something from Disney World and going, how do I get that on play?
It's like giving your kids the cutout of the toy they wanted from the Argos catalogue and say, there's your Christmas present.
Yeah.
And you're going, oh, where is it? Well, that's it.
Yeah.
I actually got it from the shop, but that's it.
Yeah.
You get to look at it.
Just delivery detail, just constantly sat on processing.
So when you walk, next time I walk past that, not that I walk past it very often, but I'm going to think, well, that's pretty bloody old. That's from 1450 BC.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a long time ago.
That were amazing.
That were 1878 when it was first erected, but of course we had it years before then, but we just couldn't see it.
Isn't it crazy? Sorry.
Yes.
You just thought, sorry to butt in.
No, it's all right.
But isn't it crazy that I believe all four of us sat around this table are not religious?
Mm. No.
And we don't necessarily believe in God and Jesus Christ and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's forced upon us that we measure time with BC and AD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Carry on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, BC, is BC just...
Before
Christ. So if that were before Christ, then who invented that before he came along?
Yeah.
So, anyway. AD's Anno Domini.
Yeah. Well done, Rob.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That is right, yeah.
I mean... but...
Put your phone down, Rob.
When it says 14 BC...
14?
14, yeah.
1450 BC, yes.
Was there a 1450... AD.
Don't undo all your hard work, Rob.
I don't think so.
So anything BC counts down to zero.
Yes, that's
so 1450 is 1450 years before Christ.
Yes.
And it counts down.
Yes, that's
then it gets to zero.
Yeah.
And then it's worked his way up.
Up, yeah.
So the fact that we're at 2025, yes, there's been a 1450.
Yes.
So there's been two. You
and
mean
there's been two 1450s. Yes.
Oh, is that?
That's what I was. That's what I was.
One
meaning.
In the red and one in the black.
Yeah. 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 Pretty much.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Brilliant. We're learning loads of stuff here. 1908, Winston Churchill got married to Clementine Hosier.
Oh, congratulations.
Now, 1919, this was interesting, right? This was when Hitler, Adolf Hitler, we're referring to here, he was an army intelligence officer in 1919 in the army, right? And he attended his first political meeting of the German Workers' Party in Munich, right? And this is before he were famous, if you use that word.
Famous?
Yeah.
Before he was notorious.
And he went to this meeting and he didn't like what they were talking about. I don't know what they were talking about, but he didn't like it. And he interrupted them. And he started doing a speech about Germany and what he thought about it. And they were that impressed with his speech, they invited him to join the party. And, well, we know what happened from there.
Yeah, the rest is history, yeah.
It didn't go that well after that, did it? But that's what happened in 1919.
Right.
Oh, that's interesting.
1936, Fred Perry won the US Tennis Championships. He were playing Donald Budge. Budge? Is that what it says? I've written Budge, but I don't think it were.
I wonder what polo shirt Fred Perry was wearing at the time.
That's a good question.
All I'm bothered about is that Fred Perry won and not the other Budgie guy. Yeah. I wouldn't want him walking around wearing
it. He's wearing his trunks.
A Ted Budgie t-shirt.
So that was 1936. So I've got a question for you guys. When was, it were British by the way, when did we, or did we, the next British man win the US Tennis Championships? So he was the first British guy to win it, 1936, Fred Perry. Yeah. When was the next guy and what year was it?
I reckon
I'm going to go with there hasn't been one.
I'm going to say there was, and it'll have been really recent, and it'll have been, well, he's Scottish, isn't he?
Tim Henman.
Well, Tim Henman's not Scottish. I think you're thinking of Andy Murray.
I'm thinking Andy Murray. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking of.
Go on.
Is he right?
Well, I weren't going to say that, but...
All right, okay. So, right, hear me out, because I know that he may have been bi-national.
Bi-national? Is that like bipolar?
No, so dual national, sorry.
Oh, okay.
Was Red Rzeski British? Because he had like a Canadian act. Was he like part British?
You do know you're asking me questions I don't have answers to on this paper.
I just didn't know if it might be Red Rzeski, but I couldn't remember whether he was Canadian or whether he were a bit British and he was classed as British.
I don't know. I don't even know
but
who
that's obviously not the answer because you've never heard of him.
No.
I like how we're comparing. What did you say? By what?
Bipolar.
Bi-national.
I made that word up. I meant dual national.
Yeah, but with bipolar.
Yeah.
Just because they've got the word bi in them.
The level of tennis you play depends on what
mood. Is a bi-national and bipolar the same as a bisexual?
Well, you could be bisexual and bipolar, don't
you? Could be.
Absolutely. You could be.
And I suppose bi-national if it existed.
Yeah, dual national.
What's the answer?
I don't know. So 1919... I do know. It was. We had to wait 76 years before another male British man won it, and that was Andy Murray.
Yes.
In 2012.
Oh, okay.
And he beat Novak Djokovic. Is that his name?
Yeah.
1960, MOT...
I wonder if his house is a mess.
Novak. Oh dear.
I'm thinking, why would Andy Murray's house be?
I'm thinking,
Andy Murray. Why are the drums all over the floor in here?
I'm sorry, you're going Djokovic. What? Djokovic? Djokovic in a ditch.
I just thought Novak.
I'm going Andy. Yeah. Andy Murray. Why is his house? Anyway, 1960, MOTs were introduced for cars for the first time. Mm-hmm. 1970, Concorde took its first flight in 1970 and it landed at Heathrow. At first time, and there were a barrage of noise complaints because of the noise it makes.
Right. So that's the reason why it actually ended its travel, isn't it?
No. What, the first date travel that was the last time.
Right. I thought a lot of it was down to noise as well.
They're only tiny Concords. Yeah. You couldn't get that many people on it.
Because they've been working towards some new ones, but that are a lot quieter than the original ones, and which might give them some go-ahead to get made. Maybe. I don't know.
Pedal-powered.
Yeah. The go-ahead is basically how much fuel it uses. Simple as that. Right. Because that's the only thing that can make it commercially viable, to use less fuel.
Right.
Yeah. Right. So that was 1970. I missed that a year. I missed 1940 out. Sorry, there's the Clary. I didn't see it. So I'm going back in. I'm jumping back here. 1940. A dog called Robot fell into a hole in France. It was 15 meters down. It went. But when they went to rescue it, they discovered paintings of. What did I put there?
Maybe if you wrote a bit bigger.
Oh yeah, they discovered paintings of animals carved into the cave, right? And it's that famous that it's the Lacos cave paintings in France. It's now a World Heritage Site just because of this dog called Robot.
So the dog fell down.
Falling into this hole.
The dog fell down and then created paintings.
No, the dog fell down into this thing, 15 metres down. Yeah. They went to rescue it, Robot. Yeah. They went to rescue Robot. And when they were down there, they discovered these.
So the dog could have done it?
For a minute, I thought you were going to say this dog fell in this hole. And then when they went down to rescue it, a dog had fallen in from Australia and they were stood on each other's paws.
Listen to the previous episode if you don't get that.
It's just coincidental he fell down this hole and they went to rescue dog. They were like, hang on a minute.
Okay, but let's be clear.
What's this on this wall?
Let's be clear. Yeah. They didn't know that them paintings were there before.
No.
They discovered them after the dog had been down there.
Well, when they went down to the dog, they discovered them on the wall.
So the only person that was deemed down there that they know of was the dog.
Yeah.
So the dog could have painted them.
Yes.
Painted them, as far as I'm concerned. Right,
okay. But it's a World Heritage Site, and there's not many of them in the world, and that's 1940. And 2000, we had the famous petrol protest, remember?
Yeah.
When we all ran out in petrol. That was 2000, yeah. 25 years ago.
25 years ago.
As per usual, famous birthdays today. Sydney Sweeney, the actress, I think she's an actress.
Yeah.
She's 27 today. She was born in 1997.
Happy birthday.
It would have been Paul Walker's birthday today.
Oh,
that's sad. He was born in 1973. Do you know when he died? Can you remember?
Oh.
This is. It's not turning to a dead or alive, is it?
2000 and.
2002 jumped into my head.
Yeah, 2004, 2005.
I'm going to say 2010.
I'm going to say 2005.
Mark's closer. 2013 he died.
Oh, wow.
November 30th. It's also Jennifer Hudson's birthday. She's 43.
Did she find a river?
yeah, that's a good point. That's coincidental. Yeah. Hudson. It's National Days, as you know, National Days. It's National Video Games Day and National Chocolate Milkshake.
Oh,
nice.
Only chocolate milkshake, not strawberry, not milkshake. Nope.
If you're having a milkshake, he's got to be chocolate.
It's chocolate.
Or banana.
Strawberry and bananas. And
I'm going to leave it.
They have other days.
Milkshake.
They have other days. So anyone born today would have been conceived around 20th of December. And if you conceive today, you'll be born around about June the 5th. And that's the 12th of September today in history.
Well
there
done,
you go,
man.
Guys.
Well Brilliant. Done, Mark.
Just before we clock off.
Yes.
We often miss comments,
yep.
don't we? Because they're like tucked away in the apps that you guys listening on, Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon and all the rest of it. Some of them are better than others at letting us know that somebody's left a comment. And we do often miss some. We are getting better at finding them. But there was one that we put on a few days ago. And it's a guy called, his name basically is Carl, and the surname is the letter B. So that's all we've got so far. That's obviously his username. And it was regarding the negative comments episode.
I'm just about to ask that.
Yeah, and he said, I have to agree about the negative comments, but I believe it's a predominantly British trait. He moved from the UK to Australia and have rarely, if at all, received the same negative BS that was commonplace in England. Don't get me started on the banter issue. So it probably is just us, isn't it, as a nation? Yeah. And we complain about these things, and it's us that sort of instigates it. Anyway, it leads me on to... thanks for listening, Carl, by the way. But it did lead me on to something else that got me thinking. When I were looking through the apps and seeing where people are listening and stuff, and obviously Carl's in Australia, I do see from time to time quite a number of different countries. You know, we've had people in America, Australia, New Zealand, Switzerland, Sweden, you know, Japan.
Name them all.
I can't name them all, but I'll name some of them. I'd be interested, anyone that's listening in some of these countries, not to alienate our British listeners, because we really do appreciate our you know, all our audience, but let us know where you're listening, because, you know, whether it be Leeds, whether it be York, whether it be Sweden, whether it be Finland, Iceland, whatever. Yeah, I'll name them all, shall I, Mark?
Yeah, name a few more.
Get in touch, let us know, because it's, you know, it just makes us feel like we're connecting, doesn't it?
And can I ask, have we received a script from Pete yet?
No.
Brilliant. And on that note, it's been a pleasure, guys.
It really has. Thanks, boys.
Thank you for your continued support with our independent podcast. Did you know that you can interact with us and other listeners on Facebook on the Chat In Tap Room Facebook group? You can also get in touch via email in the chat at gmail.com and, of course, on any of our socials. Thank you, and we'll see you next week.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.